Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Seek a Revenge or Give Forgiveness. Once upon a time, there was a wise old man who lived in a small village. He was known throughout the land for his wisdom and his ability to solve any problem that came his way. One day, a young man came to the wise old man and said, "I have a problem. I have been wronged by someone and I want revenge. What should I do?" The wise old man replied, "Before you seek revenge, you should ask yourself if it is worth it. Revenge may make you feel better in the short term, but it will not bring you true happiness." The young man thought about this for a moment and then asked, "But what if I don't seek revenge? Won't people think that I am weak?" The wise old man replied, "True strength comes from within. It takes more courage to forgive than it does to seek revenge. If you can find it in your heart to forgive those who have wronged you, you will find true happiness." The young man thought about this for a moment and then thanked the wise old man for his advice. He left the village feeling much better than he had before. And the point we learn: forgiveness is a sign of true strength and courage. It takes more courage to forgive than it does to seek revenge.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons and themes out of these stories in order for us to be following these lessons in our ordinary lives as Muslims. The story we've just listened to is about forgiveness and its worth in our religion. Forgiveness is a conscious act, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment toward a person who has harmed you. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean condoning or excusing offenses. As the Holy Book of Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. But if you pardon, overlook, and forgive their faults, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly all forgiving, most merciful. Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 14. Forgiveness is of two types. We forgive someone when we are unable to take revenge, and this is the first type. This kind of pardon is, in fact, tantamount to patience and forbearance and not to forgiveness. In other words, it is a kind of helplessness and disability. Another type is when we forgive someone when we have the power to take revenge. The forgiveness desired by Islam and its leaders relates to this kind. In most utterances of our infallible imams, the word power has been used whenever the issue of forgiveness has been raised. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The most deserving person to pardon others is the one who is most powerful in punishing others." In his last will, while addressing Harith al-Hamadani, one of the companions of the Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, Subdue your anger and forgive a guilty person while you are in power. You can note that in these utterances, the word power has been expressed. Therefore, the forgiveness that Islam has in mind refers to pardoning others while one has the power to take vengeance. Otherwise, a pardon arising out of lack of power is a sign of helplessness and debility. In other words, it is a kind of tolerance. Okay, now we will go and we'll be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from iRabi English Radio. We are talking about forgiveness and categorized it into two parts. We said that there are sometimes when one has the power and sometimes when one does not have the power. And we said that it is worth when you forgive and you have the power to take revenge, but you don't. In the whole book of Quran, there is a complete surah named Al-Tawbah, which means repentance. As with other topics, the act of seeking Allah's forgiveness has also been discussed in the Holy Book of Quran. Some teachings about forgiveness from the Quran are these: وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلَهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Let evil be rewarded with evil, but whoever forgives and seeks reconcilement shall be recompensed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 14. And in another verse in the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا خَيْرًا أَوْ تُعْفُوا عَنْ سُوءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا. If you do good openly or keep it secret or forgive evil, Allah is forgiving, powerful. Surah An-Nisa, verse 149. Thus, we must sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness for our sins, regardless of whether they are major or minor, open or secret, intentional or unintentional. Indeed, He accepts sincere repentance. Seeking forgiveness derives disasters and accidents away from saving us from fitna and afflictions. Asking for forgiveness is a successful remedy for getting rid of sins. In a hadith on forgiveness, the Prophet ﷺ said, O people, ask for forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Him, as I ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Him 100 times a day. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. Today we talked about forgiveness and how it is, emphasized in our religion, and we talked about some types of it. In general, I really hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive all of us and bestow us with this, ni'mah to forgive others who do bad to us as well. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.